Good afternoon. It's July 5th, 2011. The time is 1:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. And as I look out the window and up in the sky, I see nothing but blue sky, a carbon copy of yesterday. And it is a Tuesday afternoon. It has been a week since Google released the beta of Google Plus by invitation only. And a week later, I still stand on the outside of the Google Plus wall, observing. And not that it hasn't really frustrated me too much, but I did have an invitation sent to me, but when trying to initiate the invitation, it became apparent that Google has shut down all invitations from, I think, Friday night or Saturday, going into Saturday. But I've had a few offers for additional invitations, but for all practical purpose, Google's locked them down, locked it out as far as until whatever move they plan on doing here to continue the Google Plus adventure. But I find myself on the outside, but I'm still keeping connected as far as looking at news articles, getting others' opinions. I have what I call my Google Plus line. I have a line of tabs of various individuals that I am following on Google Plus on their streams that are public, and I find it very interesting. I find the overall view of Google Plus stream, if this is what I'm looking at, and I think it is because of the YouTubes I've seen of the Google Plus. It is a clean look, and I do like it. And I am getting quite a bit of information just by the individuals I am following and refreshing those particular pages. So my Google Plus line of tabs is keeping me abreast of what's going on. And so it's just sort of a sit and wait right now. And I do try every once in a while, but I think Google is trying to work on some things. And I guess there's a news article that I came across this morning that from the BBC News on Technology concerning the Apple is to decide on the Google Plus app. So I don't know. I'm not sure if the Google is waiting on that, but it's probably that along with some other things that, because I think even without the Google app, from what I've been reading, you can still get the same effect via the browser from for Google Plus mobile or whatnot. But Google probably wants that particular app because they do have it for Android. And the other thing that came out that may be a factor, but I'm not sure, is that the, and I was sort of surprised because I do use this a lot at home and at work, the Google real-time search is offline. When you go to Google and you hit more, and if that's the way I drive to it, and you hit, where is it here? Real-time, you get a Google 404, this is an error with a broken robot on it. And but there's a news article that I did see that as deal with Twitter expires, Google real-time search goes offline. So I don't know. It says it has something maybe to do with Twitter, but I'm just wondering if it has something to do with Google getting it in line with Google Plus. So I did find that interesting and whatnot. So, but I am following people. I do see on the various streams the Plus U that the cover art shows, and then when I do press that, I still get the Google is limited field trial, and that they're temporarily exceeding their capacity. Please try again soon, which I have. So, I will continue. I hope everybody is having a fine Tuesday. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.